Leading the news this morning, doctors say they're cautiously optimistic about the recovery of a US congresswoman shot in the head in Arizona. Doctors say Gabrielle Giffords is responding to simple commands. Six people died and dozens more were injured when a gunman opened fire at a public meeting. Communities throughout southeast Queensland are on flood alert with more heavy rain forecast today. Maryborough, the Sunshine Coast and surrounding areas are flooded. Gympie, north of Brisbane, is isolated by floodwaters. Power has been cut to the town centre as a safety precaution. Mystery still surrounds the discovery of four bodies in a burning house in Melbourne late yesterday. Police are still trying to identify them and a post-mortem will be conducted to determine how they died. Neighbours say a woman and her two children lived in the house. They reported hearing explosions before the fire started. Vodafone is trying to reassure its customers after a serious security breach to a database that contains their private information. The company believes an employee or dealer shared the password, allowing customer records to be accessed on the internet. Vodafone will now reset passwords daily. An internal investigation is underway. And up to 30,000 anti-government protesters have marched through the streets of the Thai capital, Bangkok. It's their biggest show of strength since last year's military crackdown that killed more than 90 people.